Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Kelly is the man. Welcome, everybody. It's another edition. Oh, boy. Back in better than ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Before I go any further, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for sparing me and all of you another week of health from the scourge of the coronavirus that at last count has taken the lives of, leave myself together here, that has taken the lives of 210,000 Americans so far. And also, shout out to my fellow cigar aficionados, am I saying that right? In the Facebook group called Fat Ash, that's Fat Ash, A-S-H, not Fat Ash, well, anyway. Anyway, all right, welcome everybody. Welcome to the wonderful world of Facebook where you can go on somebody's post, talk about their mama, their wife, their kids, their husband with the most violent, nasty comments that you can think of. And they will still, just cannot resist hitting that like button. They will still hit that like button. You can cuss them out. You can call them all kinds of bees and hoes or whatever the case may be, or dudes, you can call them punks or whatever, and they will still hit that like button. I don't know what it is. It must be some kind of, some kind of disease or whatever. Anyway, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. WWPR 1490 AM in Florida and on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network. Great to have you guys back. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And again, with that like button, I'll never understand what that is. Anyway, so last night was the one and only vice presidential debate. It took place between Vice President Mike Pence and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris. And the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head won the debate. I'm giving it to the fly because that's what everybody was posted about and texted about and tweeting about. Everybody was tweeting about their fly. So it was kind of a boring situation there. The viewership was way down from the first debate with President Trump and Joe Biden, which had about 73 million viewers. It seems like the interest just wasn't there because there was about 23 million viewers, way down from the 73 million people who tuned in to the Jerry Springer Show, a.k.a. the first presidential debate between Trump and Biden. All right, so you know I'm going to get into the debate, so we're going to get into that. Shout out to Don DP, DP, DP. What's up, Rosalind Christie? Hey, Boo, Kay doing her York is watching. Linda Lombrazo, Ronald McCready, all of you guys. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Thank you for dropping in and for whatever time you have to spare for, brother. So I'll do my best to entertain you and enlighten you, not educate you. I don't use that word. You know, I'm going to get to the debate. But the Orthodox Jews, now, and I'm going to get to this too a little bit later on in the program, the Orthodox Jews in New York are up in arms about being shut down because there's been a spike in the coronavirus infections in the Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn and Queens. And the Jews are going at it, let me tell you. I was watching a newsreel, something about that, and there was something on fire. They even set fire. And I bet you nobody's going to say that they're thugs and punks and whatever. I'll get back to that. But first, I want to talk about the unarmed black man, Jonathan Price, who was killed. Jonathan Price, who was killed by police in Wolf City, Texas, a place where there's only 1,400 people who live there. 1,400 people. Now, Wolf City officer Sean Lucas, he was terminated for his egregious violation of the city's and police department's policy, somebody said, from this town, Wolf City. Now, the difference between this and maybe the Breonna Taylor or some of the other situations, where he was arrested right away and he was charged with murder. So he was charged with murder earlier this week in connection with the death. An officer was responding to a report of a disturbance and a possible fight in progress Saturday at a convenience store in Wolf City when he shot Price four times in the torso, four times. So this man, this police officer, as opposed to some of the other police officers, this one, incidentally, this Sean Lucas was only 22 years old. He shot Jonathan Price, a 31-year-old black man who was intervening in a domestic dispute. Now, doesn't that sound a little strange? Like deja vu all over again, because in the situation, the other situation, I'll get to that as well. The other situation where a brother was allegedly breaking up a fight and he got shot too. Brother that got shot in the back seven times. We'll get to that. But in any case, it's just another black man being killed by police. And you would think that it would have stopped with George Floyd. You would think that maybe they would have said, well, you know what, maybe we ought to chill out because there's a lot going on, rioting and all kinds of stuff, protests all over the country. Because when George Floyd got killed, people were going off all over the country, not necessarily going off, people were protesting all across the country when George Floyd was killed. I mean, even though George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis, the protests were taking place all across the country. So the Texas Rangers booked this guy, Sean Lucas, into the Hunt County Jail on Monday. It's not clear where he's being held or if he's bonded out, and his bail has been set at $1 million. So, you know, so we have, I mean, the bad news is that another black man has gotten killed by police. But the good news, if I can call it that, is that this man was charged with murder. I mean, straight up to the top of the charts, murder, you know, in this case. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. You know, it's just another, you know, you would think, like I said, you would think that it would have stopped by now, but it's still going on. Yet another black man, 31-year-old young guy, Jonathan Price, was killed by police while he was intervening in a domestic dispute. All right, everybody, welcome. Thank you for joining me this evening. Welcome back. Thank you all the people who are joining me today. I appreciate you, Ronald McCready and Cage with her, y'all, Rosalind Christie, DP is in the house, and everybody else. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. So get another black man. This is happening so often. It's happening so often. It's just unbelievable that black men are still being killed despite everything that's gone on with Black Lives Matter and all the protests and all the situations all across the country and Portland, Oregon, where they just completely took over. Minneapolis, New York, L.A., all over the country, there's been protests. And it seems like, you know, the beat just keeps going on. You know, this man shot unarmed. Once again, of course, unarmed, shot in the torso four times by this white police officer who's been charged with murder. So we'll see what happens with that. The attorney, S. Lee Merritt, has been on the news and he's been talking about it. So we'll see what happens with that. But it's just a damn shame that, you know, you can't even, you know, and me as a armed, and I'm an armed security officer, and you know, and I wear a gun when I'm working. I wear a gun on the way to work. And sometimes I wear a gun and I'm not in uniform, you know, because I don't always wear a uniform when I go to work. So I'm like, man, you know, I got to watch my back because some police officer might shoot me. Now, all police officers aren't bad. Now, let's not get that started. They're not all bad, but there's more than a few bad apples in the bunch. There's more than a few bad apples. There are lots of police officers who I don't know if they wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to go kill a black person, But there are lots of police officers who are who had joined police departments who are lots of police officers who are antithetical toward blacks and Hispanics and minorities. And this is why these things keep happening. So we'll see what happens with this. You know, we can't let our guard down. We can't let this keep happening. We have to continue to protest, to speak out, and to fight the powers that be, like I said in the record, because this is really crazy. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a good resolution for this where this. Man, I hate when that takes. Oh, my God. You know what? Let me take a quick break because I'm, like, so annoyed. Let me take a quick break and come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron. I'm thrown completely off here. But anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, welcome, thank you. Welcome back. Well, thank you for joining me this evening and all the thousands of folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on WWPR 1490 AM in Bradenton, Tampa Bay, Florida, and of course to many folks who listen to Ron Kelly Show on this station, Blog Talk Radio, which is, you know, which I've been saying for the longest that I'm going to get off this station, and I intend to. We're looking at Spotify and some Spreaker and some of the other talk radio outlets, so we'll make a decision soon about this, but this is like absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, so peace be upon the brother, Jonathan Price, who was killed by this white police officer in Wolf City, Texas, a town that only had 1,400 people. I mean, it's the smallest of the smallest towns, and this man was killed by a 22-year-old police officer who probably just got on the force and really, you know, and reacted in a way that wasn't the right way, and consequently, the man has been charged with murder, and he's in jail. Don't know if he got out yet. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Thanks for sticking in. Shout out to my thousands of people who there was 1,300 or so folks who watched the video from last week. So it's an average of about 1,000 folks a show. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, everybody, who watches the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live and the many thousands of folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on Block Talk Radio. .com. So I watched the vice presidential debate last night, and I watched the whole thing from start to finish. And yeah, it was boring. Like I said, the fly, you know, I guess I have to give it to the fly because the fly won. But I think that, you know, that, and see, everybody thought that Kamala Harris was going to come out swinging, you know, and she did, which was a smart thing to do because she's been a DA. She's been an attorney general of the state of California. She's a senator, so she's probably a very authoritative woman. And everybody expected Kamala Harris to come out swinging and acting the way they expected her to act. They expected her to be authoritative. They expected her to jump all over Mike Pence, wipe the floor up with him. This is what people were saying before the actual debate took place, and no, she didn't do that. She was very calm. She was presidential. See, because this vice presidential debate, even though, like, hardly nobody watched it, only 50 million people, less than the people who watched Trump and Vice President Biden. But this The thing with this vice presidential debate, see, was you have to look at which one you actually, when you watch the vice presidential debate, that is what makes you decide whether who's going to be the president or not. Because with Biden being 78 years old and Donald Trump is 74 years old, so you got to figure Trump will be, if Trump wins again, he'll be Joe Biden's age. And if Joe Biden wins, he'll be 82 years old by the time his term is up, the first term anyway. So it would be, they're two of the oldest candidates ever in presidential history. So when I looked at the debate last night, I was looking at two potential vice presidential candidates who may ascend to the presidency, if God forbid something happens to either Trump or Joe Biden. And most everybody's putting their money on Joe Biden because Joe Biden is only 2 years away from being 80 years old. Incidentally, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is already 80 years old. So there's a lot of people. Mitch McConnell is in his late 70s. So there's a lot of old people in high places in the government of this United States of America. So when I looked at the debate last night myself, I was looking at who would be president, because both of them, if Trump wins or if Biden wins, either one of them have a possibility of ascending to the presidency, because you know Donald Trump, you know, has the coronavirus, and everybody was saying like good for him and all. I didn't say that because that stuff has a tendency of bouncing back on you. So I didn't say good for you and all of that stuff for the president. I mean, because there's other considerations here. I'll get to that in a second. Lynn Labrazo says that Pence failed if he needed to be. Pence failed if he would be the next president. Exactly. Shout Lamont Gates says term limits. Albert Vega. Shout out to my buddy Albert Vega, who does his thing on Wednesday nights, 8 to 10. Albert Vega spinning the wheels on dwobmusicradio.com. Kay doing her York says, I'm so tired of hearing the police killing us with what they are. Yeah, with unarmed people. Exactly. Also, she says they're trying to stop you from looking out for your people. Shout out to everybody who's watching the program. You know, so I got to be careful with what I say tonight. So I'm kind of like, you know, trying to dancing around because I've got to be careful because Facebook is zeroing in on political talk radio shows like mine. And so they're zeroing in and they're editing and they're cutting and they're not allowing a lot of things with shows like mine where I talk about controversial subjects like the killing of unarmed black men, you know, what I think about the Trump-Pence versus Biden-Harris and all these other things. So they're like, you know, they're monitoring because we're only within a few weeks of the election. So they're monitoring everything. I'm not saying they're doing a bad thing, but they're monitoring everything. So if you're going to be talking about something on Facebook, you better damn well know what the hell you're talking about, because if you don't, they're going to put you back in Facebook jail, which I've never been in Facebook jail. I've never been in regular jail, and I've never been in Facebook jail. I'm surprised that I haven't been with some of the things that I have said. But anyway, so I watched the debate last night, and it was kind of boring, you know, but I had to watch the whole thing and take notes so I would know, you know, what I'm talking about. When I come to the table, when I sit down at the mic, I want to make sure I know exactly what I am talking about. So, you know, there was a couple of high points and there was a lot of low points. And I think the biggest thing was the fly that landed on Vice President Pence's head and it stayed there for about 2 minutes. So I guess Vice President Pence did not move for 2 minutes because the fly sat there. The fly, you know, made himself comfortable on Vice President Mike Pence's head. And again, like I said, that was the biggest thing. Everybody was talking about Mike Pence's fly. There were so many memes. If you look on Twitter, if you look on Facebook, there's so many. Oh, God, there's so many memes about Vice President Pence's fly. There was even a picture of yes, sir. Yes. Oh, Donnie Wilson. Somebody tell Donnie Wilson I'm on. I can't tell him I'm on, but he's got a can't do it. Yes, Donnie Wilson, I am on, but I can't tell you because I'm using my phone to broadcast on Facebook Live. Someone, whoever knows Donnie Wilson, text them and tell them that I'm on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook feed. Okay, so there was oh my goodness, just horrible. Anyway, it was a boring debate last night. I think Kamala Harris, she stole the show with a couple of things that she said. But see, but now there was a couple of questions that didn't get answered. You know, when Mike Pence asked Kamala Harris, would they pack the Supreme Court if they won? Because you know that the Trump administration is trying to push through the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, who when I saw that she adopted two kids from Haiti, I'm like, well, you know, it kind of softened me up a little bit because she did amongst all her kids, there was two black spots, two kids from Haiti that she had adopted, you know, and I got kind of, I mean, on the one hand, some people were saying that it was a good thing. And then some other people were saying that, oh, she adopted them. She's flipping them. And, you know, she's doing a number on them. Like this other woman. I'll get to that a little bit later on. But, so they're pushing it. They're pushing this thing through. And I got to be careful what I say because I don't want Facebook to put me in jail. But, they're pushing this thing through. Now, you remember 4 years ago in February, 10 months before the election, then President Barack Obama tried to nominate Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. That was Barack Obama's pick in 2016, about 10 months before the election. And the Senate, which was controlled by Republicans at the time, said no. They all said no. It's the people's choice. They should allow the election to go through and then propose a candidate for the Supreme Court. Now, we know that's not what happened. They held off. Well, they did. They held off. And then here we are like 27 days before the election, and they're trying to push this lady through because the whole idea is to get rid of the Affordable Care Act and to get rid of Roe v. Wade so a woman will no longer have the right to choose. Now, so when Vice President Pence asked Kamala Harris whether they would pack the court, which means that there's nine justices right now. And what they mean by pack the court is that they would nominate, they would pass legislation that there would be 11 Supreme Court justices or 13 Supreme Court justices. It has to be an odd number, 5-4 or 9-8 or, you know, 7-6. So it would have to be an odd number. It can't be an even number because there's a chance that the Supreme Court could be tied. So that's not a good idea. So when they asked Kamala Harris, she wouldn't answer. When they asked Kamala, when the lady asked Pence and Kamala Harris whether they had spoke to their old bosses to talk about what would happen if one of them became incapacitated or one of them died, you know, what would happen in that situation? Have they ever talked about it? Neither one of them answered that. So it was kind of boring. You know, I mean, I don't think that anybody it didn't move the needle as far as changing anybody's mind. I think for the most part, besides a sliver of the American voting public, I think that most people have already made up their minds who they're going to vote for, you know. So it's about 27 minutes past the hour. So, yeah, so we're back here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Shout out to my peoples down in Plainfield, New Jersey, and some other places around the country, Boulder, Colorado, and Portland, Oregon, some of the places where the Ron Kelly Show airs right now. You know, we're going to get to those big cities, believe you me, we're going to get there. So it was kind of boring, you know, and again, 50 million less people watched it than watched the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, which was a complete disaster. So Donald Trump gets coronavirus. And, you know, no surprise to me. You know, I wasn't as surprised at all that Donald Trump got coronavirus. Just look what he was doing. He was having these rallies around thousands of people, people not wearing masks, people not social distancing. He wasn't wearing a mask. He wasn't social distancing. So I probably was one of the people who wasn't surprised that Donald Trump did eventually get the coronavirus. And this thing has, the train has not only left the station, it has derailed because the way it looks like Trump is going to lose this election, but it looked like Trump was going to lose the last election. So everybody, you got to stay on your P's and Q's, and everybody's got to get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote. Okay. So, Ronald McCready says the Republicans are hypocrites. Both sides are hypocrites, actually, to tell you, to be quite honest with you. Linda Lombroso says Republicans are underhanded. I'm all for packing or adding. Oh, boy. Lamont Gates of the Real Spiritual Talk radio show says that, yes, we are packing the courts. It will make them look politically partisan on an issue with politics. Yeah, you see, that's the whole thing. Linda Lombroso says Kamala Harris answered better, and she explained her record. Pence said nothing. Well, see, because Pence had the, you know, Pence went to the debate with an empty gun. You know, he didn't have any bullets to fire at Kamala Harris because Kamala Harris hasn't really done anything wrong that we know of in her public life. I mean, she was the DA of San Francisco. She was the Attorney General of the state of California. She headed up the biggest Attorney General's office, the second biggest Attorney General's office. And the only one that's bigger, this is the United States Attorney General's office. So, and she was in charge of thousands of people. And then she became a senator. She hasn't lost any election. So we hope that that goes along. But I'm going to take a quick break. No, I'm not. I'm going to take a quick break. I got to take a quick break and I'll come right back. And I'm talking about the Jews. The Jews are going off. The Jews, the Orthodox Jews in New York are going off. And I bet you nobody's going to talk about those Jews. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second. We'll be right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A+ rating.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
And we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. Everybody wants to be a radio personality. Everybody wants to be a radio personality. You got to have a personality first before you can be a radio personality. Let me make that abundantly clear. And this is an easy thing to do. You got to have a passion for it. I went to school. Shout out to my fellow graduates from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which I did graduate from in 2017. Shout out to my peoples out there, you know, who are doing. Shout out to Prez Knows. You know, Prez Knows. He's on Instagram. And a couple of other people, I'll get it straight. But shout out to my people, my fellow graduates at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which I attended after I started a radio show, because I felt like I needed to learn some other things. And the Connecticut School of Broadcasting did a wonderful job with me because I thought I had it all together. And I'm like, wait a minute, no, I don't have it all together. See, you got to have some self-awareness. And so anybody wants to be a radio personality to build their brand if they even have one. So, it's not an easy thing. You got to have passion. If you're not passionate about it, you're going to fail miserably. So You know, so shout out to my people, my fellow graduates at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, located in Hasbrook Heights. The campus I went to is located in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. A whole year learning about radio, the front, the back, the sides, you know, and they taught me a lot. So if you really want to start a radio program, if you're really serious, you know, check out the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which does not take student loans. They take cash. So anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's about 34 minutes or so before the hour. Yeah, before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. So the Jews are having at it in New York. The Jews are going off. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Linda Lombroso says, Ronald McCready said, okay, there's a lot of messages here. Okay, Linda Lombroso says, Kamala answered better. She's playing a record. Pence had none. Yeah, absolutely, I agree. Ronald McCready says, Pence didn't answer any questions. Well, no, because he had an empty gun. Like I said, he came there, he had not a leg to stand on. So what questions was he going to answer? Linda Lombroso says, as a woman of color, she had to be ready, which she did, without looking angry, as we are so portrayed. I want some of y'all, you know, black women do, you know, I mean, there might be some black women. There are some black women listening, so I'm going to kind of keep mine. But y'all do get a little, you know, y'all do get a little huffy at times. You know, Rosalind Christie says, everybody's talking about the Jews. I have a friend who lives in upstate New York in a highly populated Orthodox Jewish neighborhood, and they are so corrupt. But see, all right, well, I didn't want to say that the Jews are corrupt. But the Jews are blacking in New York, and I wouldn't say they're rioting, but they are going off because of the coronavirus spikes in their neighborhoods, in their neck of the woods. The state of New York and the city of New York have decided to shut those areas down, so there won't be any indoor dining. The schools are closed. There won't be any gatherings. You know, Jews, you're very religious folks, and they have their, you know, when they go to the temple, you know, there's usually a packed, you know, house. But see, the Jews, you know, and I'm going to tell you why nobody's going to talk about the Jews. But first, let me say the Jews, in the beginning, didn't, you know, I watched the Jews on TV, and they were catching the Jews left and right. The yeshivas were still open. The schools were still open. They were gathering in their places of worship. They weren't social distancing. They weren't wearing masks. So early on in this thing, the Jews, thumb their nose at, and I'm not saying they're bad people or anything like that, but they thumb their nose at the coronavirus situation. And a lot of them were getting caught with their yeshivas open, their houses of worship open. The kids were still going to school, et cetera, et cetera. Yeshiva's a Jewish school. And so now, because of that, there's been a spike in the Jewish community. And the Jews are not having it. They're like going off because they think that they're being targeted. Oh, really? Because we've been targeted for a long time. And not to say that we're in the same situation, but the Jews are going off in New York. They're on the radio. They're talking. They're talking about being singled out. They're talking about set upon by the state and the city of New York, hey, things happen, you know. But I mean, let me tell you why nobody's going to see it. Now, none of the TV stations have said anything about the Jews because nobody's going to talk about the Jews. Nobody is going to talk about the Jews. Jews can burn down their whole neighborhood. Nobody is going to talk about the Jews. But the Jews are very powerful. Before I go any further, let me get to Lamont Gates, who says, what the Orthodox are doing is no different than the Southern evangelicals who are keeping their churches open despite COVID. Many Catholics are hurt so bad financially that they are threatening mortal sin for not attending. These are all business. Well, yeah, well, the Catholic Church is been devastated from the allegations. The lawsuits have been taking place of pedophile priests who have been taking advantage of the altar boys. And that's one of the reasons why the Catholic Church is gone underground as far as their money is concerned. As a matter of fact, one of the dioceses just filed for bankruptcy and went out of business. One of the dioceses, and I think it's New York. One of the dioceses near Westchester County, one of those places. Since one of you guys brought it up, that the diocese went out of business, just went straight up out of business, went bankrupt because of the weight of the allegations of the pedophile priests who were taking advantage of kids. And see, that's another thing you don't hear about too much either, the Catholic Church and what the Catholic priests did to those kids. You don't hear about that too much either. The Boy Scouts of America is another situation. They already filed for bankruptcy, and that's something you don't hear too much about either. But Lamont Gates talks about the Southern evangelicals, and some of those churches are staying open, and a lot of those people are contracting the coronavirus because those churches, they're not practicing social distancing, and they are not doing the things they're supposed to do. Shout out to my church, Christ Church, which is going to reopen, I believe it's October 25th, in a couple weeks, with all the, and the Christ Church West Campus is a very large church. And so the COVID will be kept in check. There will be hand sanitizers. There will be social distancing. They have everything set up for the church to reopen on the 25th. You have to log into Christ CC Online and save your spot, because it's not like you just stroll in there like we used to do before the coronavirus took place. So, yeah, so nobody's going to talk about the Jews. So the Jews, like I said, the Jews are very, very powerful in the United States of America. Nobody's going to talk about the Jews. Nobody. You know, I mean, they have been reporting on it, but you don't see the people, you don't see Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, any of the people on Fox News talk about the Jews. You're not going to see it, because the Jews are very powerful in the United States of America, very powerful. And because money talks in America, and we all know that money talks. And the Jews have been known to, you have Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg is one of the richest men on the planet. And a lot of those Steve Cohen, who just bought the New York Mets for $2 billion. I mean, there's a lot of very, very wealthy, powerful Jewish people in the United States of America, Steven Spielberg and so many other, folks who are incredibly wealthy, not just rich, wealthy, generationally wealthy. And there's a lot of Jewish people in the United States of America who are extremely wealthy. So, and wealth is power in this country. Wealth is power. So nobody's going to talk about the Jews, because the Jews are very, very powerful in this United States of America. But I'm going to take one more break, right? I know I'm breaking y'all to death. I'm going to take one more break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to my people in the Facebook group, Fat Ash. I put out a question of whether you know, because I'm a cigar smoker, as most of you know, and I put out a question of whether, I'm going to get to that. I put out a question of whether you would want a woman who smokes cigars. Would you want to date or be married to a woman who smokes cigars? I put that question out there. It got a lot of response. And I'm going to, when I come back, sometime within the next break, in the last few minutes of the show, I'm going to say what I think about that situation. So we got a whole lot more going on here. It's about 18 minutes before the hour. I'll come right back in just a couple seconds within a minute or two with the rest of the program. So we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Alrighty then, we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Once again, thank the Lord that both of you, we're all still here. Boy, got a lot to be thankful for. Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and I wonder how it's going to be this year. Is everybody social distancing, wearing masks at grandma's house? I doubt seriously if that's going to happen. But anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's about 16 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I think there's some Thursday night football going on tonight. I don't know. But anyway, you know, I'll check it out after my show is over. All right, so you know, it's this coronavirus. I mean, did Trump get catching it and he's standing up on the I can hardly say it, but I guess I have to curb my enthusiasm because Facebook is monitoring all political news talk radio shows. Like mine. When my show is over, it'll be scanned for content, and then if it's okay, it'll be posted. This is what's happening with Facebook right now, Twitter, and some of the other places as well. So if you start talking about something that's not true or something that, you know, that doesn't exist, a rumor, an innuendo, your post will get deleted. I don't know if you're going to go to Facebook jail, but your post will get deleted. Okay, so let me see. Lamont Gates says, when the Orthodox are doing... Okay, I read that. Linda LaBrowser says, I like a good cigar, preferably a Cuban every now and then. Yeah, so my answer is no. I don't want to date anybody who's, any woman, I should say, let me specify that, who smokes cigars. My answer is no. Because, you know, there's certain things a man, I'll say me, I like to enjoy and I do by myself. Like I ride my motorcycle by myself, you know. And there's certain things that I do to relax me where, well, I want to be with the fellas and talk, say things that I couldn't say around my significant other, you know. So you need that man time so we can, I remember a lady said we get together, the men get together when we all tell lies to each other. And I'm not going to say that's true or not, but in any case, my people on Fat Ash, A-S-H, the group, the smokers group, the cigar aficionados group on Facebook, I say no. I really would rather not date a woman who smokes cigars. Not as regularly as I do. I mean, it's okay if she comes every now and then and smokes a cigar every so often, but not. I don't want to date anybody who smokes cigars as often as I do because I smoke cigars just about every day. And I don't want a woman who smokes cigars every day. See, because let me tell you something. The smoke, the cigar lounges, you know, there be a lot of dudes in the cigar lounge. And I don't want my girl sitting in those cigar lounges with a bunch of dudes that have been drinking, you know. They might have to punch somebody in the face. So, I mean, and it's not really like that either. But, you know, me personally, I would prefer not to date anybody who smokes cigars. That's just me. So I put that baby to bed. Okay, so yeah, it's about 13 minutes before the hour. And, you know, I made mention last week, you know, somebody had asked me why I was never invited to seminars and, you know, community meetings and asked to speak because, hey, you're a well-known radio personality, you know, thousands of people listen to you all across the country, and you have a big following, thousands of people on your Facebook page. So, you know, dude was telling me, like, are you qualified for that? And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't subscribe to what everybody else subscribes to, you know. And they don't want me. I don't feel bad about it. I mean, I am who I am. I'm not going to flip my script to please other people. I believe what I believe in. You know, you take it or you leave it. Thankfully, there are many folks, including a lot of white folks, who have taken it. So, you know, and see, because I wouldn't say profit, but there's equity in singing the old Negro spiritual, so to speak. You know, somebody said that the black folks were monolithic and everybody got all crazy. For those of you who don't know, monolithic means we think the same. And black people have been thinking the same for the last 100 years. You know, pointing fingers. That's, you know, one of the Achilles' heels for us, pointing fingers at other people, and you know, and somebody getting angry at each other because let me tell you something. You go on somebody's Facebook page, you go on somebody's Facebook feed, or somebody posts something and you don't agree with it, boy, watch out. They're gonna cuss you out. They're going to block you or unfriend you. And it's just unbelievable how we be going at it with each other, you know. So, you know, to my homeboy, you know, I mean, hey, if people don't want to ask me to do anything, that's fine. I got my radio show that I do every week. So I am very, very cool with that. About 11 minutes before the hour. So we had the debate last night. I think it's very important, everybody. I just want to say something about the voting. We need to vote. Everybody needs to vote. And let me tell you something. And I consider myself a pretty smart guy, but that ballot was complicated. I had to read everything 2 or 3 times to make sure that I didn't do anything wrong. Because like I said earlier, if you don't dot every I, you don't cross every T, your vote is not going to matter at all. So in this consequential election where another 4 years of Trump would be just disastrous for this country. Facebook's going to get me for saying that. But because I'm dancing around, I'm having a rough time today because I'm dancing around things that I really actually want to say because I don't want Facebook to do anything to me, not physically, but, you know, my show. They don't edit, they just delete. So, so it's very important that everybody votes this year. You know, because everybody's looking, you know, you're hearing about the polls. The polls are going, oh, Biden is way ahead. Biden's tied in Texas, which has been a red state forever. Oh, he's up in Florida. He's up in Wisconsin. He's up in Michigan. He's up in Pennsylvania. And all the battleground states, let's say, because those are the states that you have to win. Ohio, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, Texas. Those are well, not necessarily Texas, but the rest of them that I said are battleground states, and you have to win. Whoever becomes a president has to win those states in order to win the election. So, and from what I understand, more than 5 million people have voted already. Now, at this same time in 2016, a little over 70,000 people had voted. So, you know, so enthusiasm is there. It's 5 million or so, 6 million or so people who have voted already. And it's very important, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that we all take our time to go over that ballot, make sure that you read everything. Because I tell you, because I looked at it and I was like, what is this? And I thought it was just check box and send in, but no, it's a lot more than that. So everybody do, you know, if you can vote in person, great. I don't know if New Jersey, where this show airs from, I don't know if New Jersey has in-person voting. I'll have to check it out. I'm not 100% sure, but if I can vote in person, I would much rather do that. So however you vote, carry a pigeon, whatever, make sure that you cast your vote for the candidate of your choice, Joe Biden. All right, everybody, it's about 8 minutes left of the program. So there's a lot going on. You know, we got the coronavirus is still raging across the country. Just a little under 1,000 people are dying per day. Can you imagine that? 1,000 people per day is dying, you know. And now, see, here's the thing. Now, contracting COVID-19, even if you live, is going to be considered a pre-existing condition. Don't get it messed up. Don't get it messed up. Being infected with COVID-19, even if you live, even if you survive and thrive, and even if you test negative again, if they go through your records and see that you have the coronavirus, because we don't know that much about it, you know, you may be denied insurance coverage. You know, so it's unbelievable to think that Donald Trump, even right now, when the coronavirus is raging and the coronavirus may be considered a pre-existing condition, even if you survive, that they're trying to kill the Affordable Care Act. And I was watching a debate last night. They asked Vice President Pence about the ACA and what the president was going to do. And the president I mean, and the president hasn't done anything, so Vice President Pence had no answer for that. You know, he had no answer. You know, and 4 years ago, Trump, oh, we're going to have a great, you know, everything is great and wonderful and first time ever and nobody else can do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he still, even though he's in court right now, stacking the Supreme Court, and he's in court right now trying to get rid of Obamacare, what it's called, and there's no plan to replace Obamacare. They were saying repeal and replace, repeal and replace. Well, you know, they're trying to repeal it, but they have nothing to replace it. Nothing. So Vice President Pence's answer wasn't an answer. Okay, it's about 6 minutes left to the program, everybody. You are listening to the end, just about, of the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show. .com. Shout out to my people on Twitter who went crazy with the fly. And I'm probably the only person in America that didn't post anything about that fly. At least not on Facebook anyway. So yeah, so we got a lot going on. You know, we pray for the family of Jonathan Price, who was killed by a police officer, white police officer, and Wolf City, Texas, a town of only about 1,400 people. I mean, like, nobody lives there. It's like Glen Ridge, New Jersey. There's probably more people there than there is in this town. A town of 1,400 people, and this black man was killed by the police. You know, so I asked the police officer the other night. We were outside behind the cigar lounge. And so I asked the police officer, why is it always shoot first and ask questions? He didn't have an answer either. Linda Labrazo says Trump had 4 years. Ronald McCready says, first of all, Ronald McCready says he's a destroyer. Absolutely. And Linda Labrazo says Trump had 4 years and they still got no repeal plan. Not even listening to them anymore. No, and you're right. He's had all this time and they haven't, you know, they should be saying repeal and replace, repeal and replace. Last year, year before last, repeal and replace. They tried to repeal it. They have nothing to replace it. So just fundamentally, you know, not whether you like Trump or not, you know, it's not about him or Orange or whatever people call him. You know, did you have an issue with who he is or how he acts? That all notwithstanding, I think that, you know, you see what's going on. You see what's going on. And there's a bunch of black folks. You know, I see this TV commercial that Trump is touting right now. Black folks who are speaking, singing the praises of Trump, saying that, you know, that the black unemployment rate is down, and Trump has done more for black people than Abraham Lincoln. I mean, really? Come on. Trump hasn't done anything for black people. And he signed some, I mean, what good is criminal justice reform if black people are still getting murdered by white police officers? What good is criminal justice reform? Is it for them or is it for us? Yeah, he let a couple of black people out of jail. I mean, it was a publicity stunt, you know, because he probably really didn't want to let them out. Some of them, he didn't pardon them. He commuted their sentences. So the difference between pardoning a person and commuting their sentence is that when you pardon somebody, you wipe the slate clean. When you commute a person's sentence, their record, it still stands. So you see, you wipe away the rest of their jail time, but whatever they were charged with, drug dealing, whatever the case may be, that's still on their record. So, I mean, but the people that he pardoned were people in his administration. Linda Lombroso says Trump sent him a check. Wow. Ronald McCready says Trump has only helped the rich get richer. Exactly, because he had that. That's about 3 minutes left to the program. He had that. The corporate tax rate went from 39% to 21%. And the rich folks were the ones that profited from that. Now, his lie that he told was that these people would reinvest. They would hire more people. They would reinvest. They would bring their money back to America. And none of them did that. Hardly any of them did that. You know, hardly any of them did that. Because I'm like, if I had a company and I'm down to like 400 employees, and they cut the corporate tax rate 18-19%, and I'm getting by with those 400 employees, I'm not hiring nobody. I'm going to keep that money. and do what make it do what I do. Buy another Rolls Royce, whatever the case may be. I'm not gonna go out. If the corporate tax rate was cut 18%, I'm not gonna go out and hire more people. If I'm getting by with the 400, 500, whatever it is, my payroll. If I'm getting by with those folks, I'm not gonna hire nobody else. No, I'm fine with these people. Why do I have to hire nobody else? I can keep that money. And like many of them did, many of them Wall Street folks and Zuckerberg and Amazon, Bezos, and a lot of these people, they kept that money. They didn't go out and hire people. Now, Bezos hiring people because he has to, because his business is just all over the world. So he hires people because he has to. He can't do what he needs to do unless he has 300,000 or 400,000 people working for him. So he has no other choice. But a lot of these companies did not hire anybody. Money. All right, there's a minute and a half left to the program, but I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Ronald McCready says, as the coal miners, what did Trump do for the Trump? They died in the coal mines. That's what happened. Because on both sides, got about a minute and a half left to the program, but on both sides, everybody, they run an election on promises, many of them. The Democrats do it, the Republicans do it. I think that Republicans are more angry about it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lynn Labrazo that says, have a good week. He says, absolutely, you guys too. Listen, it's coronavirus. You may not have gotten it yet, but it's still on the horizon. Some of us may have gotten it and didn't even know it. Might have had a sniffle or, a little bit of a fever and it went away, because not everybody is going to die from the coronavirus. But in any case, do your due diligence. Wash your hands. Take care of yourself. Don't stay in big crowds. I'm not going to, I love the cigar lounge, but I'm not, I'm going to be very selective about going. Because that's the only place I really go where there's a lot of people. So I'm going to be very selective about going. But do take care of yourselves. Wash your hands. Do social distancing. I don't leave home without my mask. And you should, despite what's going on in the world. So anyway, we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, I'd like to say that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice than that. We may not have it all together, but together we can definitely have it all. Thanks so much. I think I'm done.